numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for visiting with me again, one more time in the magical world of numbers. You know, we're having a little bit of phone fluffy-duffy here tonight, so I hope my communication with you is clear and okay. I have no idea. We're past the Mercury retrograde. I don't know what's going on. I'm not a techie. But we went to Plan B in order to chat with you tonight, so I hope we are in a good listening experience right now. Well, you know, first of all, my heart just goes out to all of those precious little beings over there in Western New York with their deluge of snow. And I asked you. I know there's snow all over our country. I live in Colorado. We have snow comes and goes. But those poor babies over there in the Buffalo area, they are just inundated. And we have to have compassion in your thoughts. Please send them support. Think of all the old people who cannot get out to shovel. I have precious friends here. I mean, I'm not an old person. I could shovel myself. But there are wonderful people who come and they shovel for me. And how about them if they run out of food or if they don't have heat? And what about the electricity? And you know what I keep thinking of is those precious little mothers whose babies may decide, because of their soul's growth, because of their journey, to be born. And nobody can get through. I mean, they've called out the National Guard. So I think we as souls, we are all one, we are all community. Let's just send them really good energy to get through this difficult time in their lives. And anyone who needs help will receive their help, that they stay warm, they have enough food, and that the mothers can get their babies birthed without any kind of, like, we don't need memories of experiences. And anything that's an emergency, I think we as souls need to send compassion and support to those folks that are suffering under that deluge of snow. And I tell you straight up, I have no idea why I'm so hung up on this, but it's just in my head that I had to talk to you about that. Well, we are in a very interesting, good time of transition as far as astrology goes. We are moving very, very, very close. We're inching up on them, praise the Lord, to the new moon on this Saturday, this weekend, depends on where you are on the globe, of the new moon in Sagittarius. And the reason I say praise the Lord is because we have been through some thunder bumpers of the energy in the sign of Scorpio. I've told you before, I think Scorpio is one of the toughies in the zodiac, and we have all had to deal with a lot of difficulties and a lot of stressy and whatever. When the new moon is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is a fire sign, it's a little bit easier, folks. I think we're going to be able to take a breath. We're going to be able to, like, okay, all right, I've been through the storm. We are not intimidated by the storm. But those that are moving into Sagittarius, especially Sagittarians, are going to find their best energy coming forward. when a soul is in its sign. Those that are Sagittarians by their sun sign. When a soul, any soul, if you're an Aries, if you're a Taurus, if you're a Leo, when you are in your sign, that is when you are at your max. And it is westward ho the wagons. It is energy that is pushing you forward. And you know, the universe is just. It says, okay, let's just take a little breath. Let's relax. Let's have a little bit of fun. I know we're moving into all the holidays and the gotta do this and gotta. And I want you just to keep a smile on your face. Smile on your face. And even though I have, in some instances, had a few gripes about clerks in stores that have never heard the word please and thank you, which is one of my pet peeves. Know that any clerk, any salesperson who has the courtesy to say please and thank you, I always say to them, thank you for saying please. We have to reinforce that. I have no idea where these managers are in these stores. You and I are paying those folks salaries. The least they can do is say please and thank you. 5546. Next. Did you ever notice that you are trying to put your money back in your wallet, your receipt back in your wallet, you're trying to get your bags in your whatever, and they're no longer looking at you. They're looking at the next person saying, how can I help you? And it is truly not how can I help you. They have the physical ability. This is a little grammar. How may I help you is the proper grammar. I think I better get off my little high horse. This is not what I wanted to chat with you about tonight. I did want to tell you the new moon is coming, and it says take a breather, move forward. You'll feel a different energy. It is not going to be as heavy as Scorpio energies. Oh, Lord, save us and bless those little baby Scorpios. And so there is a light here for you, and I want you to know that and to take advantage of it. Tonight, as I continue in the month of November to talk to you about the number two, is about balance. It is about setting boundaries. It is about intuition. It is the feminine energy. It is sensitive. It is about partnerships. Tonight we're going to talk about partnerships. And it is also about setting boundaries and having an attitude that I am not a victim. Thank you very much. Last week, I kind of sort of ran out of time. And know that after the break, I will be happy to take some mini readings for folks that have called in. The call-in number is 347-855-8628. Let me repeat that, 347-855-8628, to see what year they are in their 9-year cycle. I'll try to absolutely get to you as best that I can if I can move along here. I wanted to just touch again, and I'll come back to it probably at the end of November. But the number, last week I talked about the number 11-2, which was a very spiritual number, old soul number, and I chatted to you about walk-ins. Walk-ins is something new to many people. Many people do not understand this and aren't aware of it, and that's okay. But walk-ins is a soul exchange between a soul that is in spirit and a soul that is in human, in a nutshell. It is contractual prior to incarnation of both of them. And as a human, this is a walk-in. They literally walk in. As a human, the soul is inhuman. Maybe it has completed what it has come here to do, and it's like, I'm done, I'm finished, okay, fine. Can I please get out of here? Other souls are very unequipped to fulfill what they, as souls prior to incarnation, have decided to come in and do. And, you know, it's like they're expected to walk, and yet they're paraplegic. They can't do it, metaphorically speaking. And they want out of here. I got to regroup. A soul that is in spirit, soul to soul, contacts them. They are aware of each other. The soul in spirit says, I want to come back. I don't want to be a baby anymore. I will pick up in your life where you kind of sort of left off and finish it out. And you can go on back into spirit, into the etherics, to do what you need to do. Regroup or just relax or raise your vibration. So, it is a soul exchange. Walk in. The soul from the spirit world walks into the human being experience. And the human being soul leaves. Now, traditionally, that leaving occurs during trauma, accidents. They go in for operations and the anesthesia, and they die on the table, and then they bring them back, and they're a whole new person. They wake up, and they don't whatever. They don't recognize who are. There is a soul exchange, usually through trauma, drowning, accidents, car accidents, in some fashion. Well, however, now that many souls are energetically, spiritually elevating themselves, there can be a soul exchange that does not necessarily occur during trauma. It can occur during sleeping. When a soul, you, me, everybody else, during the night, when we go to sleep and we go into deep sleep, the soul leaves the body temporarily, not for a long time, goes into spirit, gets downloaded, gets some instructions, says, hello, how are you? I'm here, I'm doing this, and comes back in. And that's why some of us, me included, 3-4 in the morning, my eyes just pop open. Hello. And that is the surge of the soul coming back into the body. A lot now of walk-ins are doing their soul exchange during sleep state, which is a good thing. But what happens when one soul leaves, hello, I'm going off to be with spirit, the other one comes in, they're walking into a family, a marriage, a relationship, a business, kids, environment, totally unfamiliar to them. What a period of adjustment. A lot of times there are divorces, job changes, career changes, isolation occurs, because the new soul is moving into an environment that energetically no longer that shoe doesn't fit their foot. I know 3 walk-ins, and all 3 of them, females, came in as females, and all 3 of them got divorces. Her attitude was, I'm not staying married to this dude. I'm not putting up with his nonsense. Thank you very much. And they usually bring with them a very beautiful, spiritual, higher knowingness. And so walk-ins, and I'll spend more time on it. There's all kinds of walk-ins, situations that occur, but I just wanted to kind of wrap up what I didn't exactly have an opportunity to do that. It is a soul transference, a soul switcheroo, if you will. Tonight, I want to talk to you in continuing my talking about the number two, which is about partnerships. Partnerships. What kinds of partnerships? And I really want to burst the bubble of some people out there who are looking for their quote-unquote soulmate. Oh, like it's like Brad and Ms. Jolie, you know. It's not that way at all, folks. People often confuse what are soulmates. And there are people in my profession who say that they can pick out, oh, this is your soulmate and this and that and the other thing. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks. Soulmates can be your brother, your mother, the person who works with you in the office. People often confuse the term soulmate with the term twin soul, which I'll get to in a moment. Twin soul. We're going to talk about partnerships. We're going to talk about soulmates first. Then we're going to talk about twin souls. Yes, there's a difference. And then we're going to talk about a couple secrets of a happy relationship that I got from Huffington Post. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, I got to share this with my people if they didn't see this, my listeners. So soulmates are really key relationships that a person experiences in this lifetime. And why? Because you've had lifetimes together that you've lived together before. You know, and when I do a natal reading, I talk about the karmic group, our best buds. They're folks we've been together lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. This concept of soulmates includes friendships, romances, professional affiliations, and other kinds, other types of relationships. These are soul group relationships. And groups of people who've decided to incarnate together. Okay, let's all just get together and do it again this time as a little groupie thing. Those are soulmates. Over and over and over again. So a child can be a soulmate to a parent, and the parent could have been the child in another lifetime. And your lover in another lifetime could have been your sister. And your parent could have been your teacher, and on and on and on. And so therefore, both of you and your soul group can slip in and out of key roles in lifetime after lifetime. Why? In order to help each other. Help each other to learn valuable lessons. And usually it's at the beginning of new incarnations when each soul within a group draws upon sacred contracts and agreements that it has made in other lifetimes. That includes scenarios that you're going to play out. I'm going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to do something else. Everyone has a part to play. So when I hear, and I deal with women mostly, but I hear, I'm looking for my soulmate. Forget that. Because the soulmate is part of your group. It is the soul reflection of the you that you need in this particular moment of time that is playing a role in your life in order to you to learn from them, they to learn from you. Now, on the other hand, there is a category, for want of a better word, which I'll elaborate more on in a moment, called a twin flame. Twin soul. Immediately, the word twin means two. This is a different matter entirely. And therefore, you need to know that twin flame has to do with relationships. Some feel that they might have only one twin flame. This has nothing to do with other lifetimes. Twin flames do not change from lifetime to lifetime. They always have the same one. When a soul is in a twin flame relationship, now remember, soulmates can be, the basketball coach, who knows, someone that's helping you and teaching you and learning from and whatever, it's part of your karmic group. Twin flame is one-on-one. It's not that your soul splits in half, but a twin flame is a complete and unshakable recognition of the other person when it occurs. And the attraction and the connection is undeniable, and it's unbreakable, and it's unconditional. And these relationships are, not without conflict, apples and oranges, but all conflict between twin flames can and will be resolved. It's the purpose of both souls to spend their lives, their lifetimes together, and once a person encounters their twin flame, that is precisely what they will do. It will go long term. Relationships that come and go, marriages that come and go, are not necessarily twin flames. Soulmates, okay. You've learned from this person what this is about, find your own identity, okay, fine, and then we're done, and then divorce, and I move on to someone else. And that's okay. Nothing is forever. Only God. Only Mother, Father, God. It's often thought that we have created our double, but it's not our double. When we arrive at the discovery of this twin soul, that might or might not occur in a lifetime. So don't think, oh my gosh, I haven't found my twin, and what am I going to do? Doesn't always happen in a lifetime, and that's okay. Sometimes our twin stays in spirit. We come into human. So does everyone have a soulmate? Well, not only is the answer yes, but the answer is yes. And folks, you have many soulmates. This is what I'm trying to diffuse with this conversation. It is not once and done. It is not just, one person. And soulmates are mates on a soul level that is from our group that we have had many lifetimes with, good, bad, or indifferent, who by soul agreement have Tudlu in here for us to interact with, to learn from them, they learn for us, and when we've done learning, we move on. Thank you very much. So know that soulmates are very special. There is one truly special and important relationship that stands above all other relationships in a lifetime, potentially. We may not always meet our twin flame, our twin soul, in an incarnation. But you need to know that that connection never dies. Maybe not this time around, but other time around. And in the work that I do, the number 7, when it appears in certain places in a chart, indicates that that person is not to be in relationships long term in a lifetime. that their lifetime is a spiritual lifetime, that their lifetime says they need to be alone in order for them to spiritually connect. And so truly, they may try and try and try to have relationships, and they come and they go, and they come and they go, and they come and they go. And so don't feel bad if you have not found your twin flame. Maybe this is not the lifetime for it, but it's there. It is the, not that your soul splits in half, but it's a yin and a yang. It's a yin and a yang. And so is your twin flame of the opposite sex? Or I will tell you, if one is a homosexual, is a gay person, their twin flame can be two men, two women. The ultimate thought is that the relationship is a relationship. And know that it is important. It is very irrespective of whether or not you are male, female, or what have you. A twin soul is probably very long-lasting in a lifetime. Very long-lasting in a lifetime. Soulmates, folks, hate to tell ya, can kind of come and go, come and go, come and go. And so let's just spend a few moments talking about soulmates. I'm telling you, I hear it all the time. I want to find my soulmate, whatever, you know. Well, soulmate is either a person that you used to know in your previous incarnation, or have not resolved issues that are left from incarnation, or have similar energies that you feel very intimate, very pleasant. Soulmates have a tendency to kind of laugh a lot. They can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk for hours. Very effortless, very energizing. That's why you say, oh my gosh, he's just having such a good time with him, and we just talk forever. Okay, fine. That could certainly be your soulmate. Not a problem. Marriage of soulmates are happy. Can be happy. As long as there is somewhat of a reciprocal relation that has minimal arguments and no ego issues, and both feel seen and very heard. Now, I'm not denigrating soulmates. It's not a bad thing. And it is also the number 11, too. It has to do with karma. It has to do with drawing to yourself your own kind, good, bad, or indifferent. And souls that love each other are always connected and often incarnate again and again and again. But they don't always incarnate as husbands and wives. They can incarnate as family members, as friends, as siblings, as boyfriend, girlfriend, as girlfriends. They are soulmates. Now, soulmates really like to experience similar things. And often soulmates come together to bring in another soul. Let's talk about parents. Soulmates come together to bring in another soul, male and female mate, and then they produce one or more children, and then the karma ends that maybe in other lifetimes they did not come together to produce children. And after the children are born and the karma is finished, the couple separates. And then they share whatever karma is linked with that child of support, of nurturing, of caring. Sometimes the karmic connection soulmate-wise is between mother and child. So the child remains exclusively with the mother. Sometimes the karma is with the father. And the mother leaves, or she dies, bless her heart. And sometimes both parents leave, and the siblings have to raise the child. It is connected to the law of attraction. It is connected to karma, which is connected to the soulmates, which is not a punishment. It is a balancing, balancing, balancing. In other lifetimes, I wanted nothing to do with kids. I didn't want any responsibility for anything. In this lifetime, okay, I'll take it on. I'll do the best that I can, and then the karma's finished, and we'll just move along. Thank you very much. I think I'm going to take a little break here. When I come back, I will take a few of the callers that are on the line for their mini readings. I'm going to be talking about what year you're in your current 9-year cycle. And when you come online, I'll notify you. I'll reiterate this. Goes very fast by your area code. I want your first and middle name, your month and day of birth, and the year that you were born. And you have to come on fast so that I can toodaloo on here and get as many folks in here, because I also have so much more to tell you about this subject. Let's take a little 3-minute break. And we'll be back real soon. Thank you so much for, I hope you took a little breather, a little whatever you have to do in about 2 minutes. And now we're going to go to the phone, and I'm going to take area code 561, come on the air very quickly, so we can help everybody get a little bit of a mini reading. I need your first and your middle name and your month and day of birth, and how old are you? Area code 561, what is your first and middle name?
Stacy Ann. And it's
Stacy Ann.
Ann.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how old are you, Stacy Ann?
41.
41. Okay. And your month and day of birth?
12/16.
Well, you are just coming right into your Sagittarius, girl.
And
you
I welcome
you. Heard me say
it.
About Sagittarius.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
I heard you
talking this
loud and clear.
I know. And the interesting thing is about all Sagittariuses who are listening is that at the end of December until June of 2015, Saturn, Big Daddy, Marine Corps drill instructor, hello, how are you? Let's look at your life. It's moving into Sagittarius, girl. So, I know it's going to be so exciting, and I'll be writing on it. Sign up for my newsletter because I'm going to be writing about it. Well, you are in year 8 of your current 9-year cycle, and this is a power year. I want you to be very empowered, if you will, because an 8-year is against Saturn year, and it's the Lord of Karma year, and it's a year that says, it looks kind of good here for you, actually, good for partnerships, good for opportunities. Are you single or are you in a relationship?
Single.
Yeah. Well, there is a rule in esoteric numerology, which that's what I practice. It says that when a woman meets a man in her 8-year, he potentially is the love of her life because it's the Lord of Karma year. So I would hold that thought. Nothing is in concrete, but I'm not going to rule that out for you also. Know that I think right now, you are in an 8-year opportunity, money, business, property, power, real estate. It's a 17-8 year, which is a wonderful year of new direction, new beginning in tarot cards, which I combine astrology, numerology, and tarot in my work that I do. Know that this is a beautiful year, and I want you to hold that thought no matter what happens. It is an opportunity for a new direction in your life. Listen to your spirituality, if you will. Listen to your inner voice. It's good that you're listening to my show. And know that in the month of November, where we are, you are in a time of new direction, new beginning, new start, new situations. And hold on. It's connected to your work and your career. There's even some partnership issues, some sense of deja vu. You are not running bad numbers, baby girl. You are running very good potential. More so right now, okay, November, December, okay, fine. But more so from February onward in 2015, I think looks very good for you. Very good for you. Okay? Opportunity, job, work, and career. I don't see anything here that I have to say, oh, my God, about. There might be some endings. There might be some endings, finishing completions. But the key thing I want you to watch for this year is opportunities. Opportunities.
Okay.
That's your buzzword. All right, Stacey Ann. Thank
All
you,
Jay. Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, we're going to area code 970, which is in Colorado here. You're on the air. What's your first and middle name? Area code 970, Colorado. Well, I think Colorado doesn't want to talk to another Colorado person, so we'll just have to put that aside. And now we're going to area code 314. You're on the air. Area code 314, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to move right along because we have so many people in the queue here. We're going to go to area code 775. You're
Hello.
On the air. Are you there? Hello. Oh, a voice from heaven. Yes. What's your first and middle name?
Okay, that is Elaine.
And your middle name?
Elaine.
Middle name.
Janice, first name. Elaine is the middle name.
Oh, and the first name is Janice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Month, day, and year of birth.
7-11-69.
And how old are you, Janice?
45.
Oh, that's an important year. That's an important year. Where is area code 775? What state is that?
This is Nevada.
Nevada. Well, you're not so far from Colorado. Yeah, no. Okay. So everyone who is 45 years of age, who's listening, know that they are going to go through some completion energies in their life. This is a time where endings, finishing, and completions are going to occur, but they are also going to complete in your favor. Now, a couple things I want to talk to you specifically, Janice Elaine, is that you are in your middle lane of life, ruled by the number 11, which I talked about last week to some degree, and we'll be talking about more so as we finish out November. And this is rather fidgety. So you're very intuitive, and I want you to know that about yourself. You are making significant emotional changes in the middle part of your life from 30 to 55 in your relationships. Number one, the relationships are karmic relationships. Well, exactly what I'm talking about tonight. Now, we go in 9-year cycles. The year that you are in right now, as of age 45, is a 7-year of choices, choices, choices. I want you to watch your health. Very important. I want you to slow down your life. I want you to listen to your hunches and your intuition. I want you to pay attention to your relationships, because some of them can be nasty. Ethics, betrayal. I want you to listen to your hunches. I want you to spend time alone as much as you can. You have a lot of choices to make this year that will precipitate changes in residence, change in career, or change in partnership. This is your year of choice. This is your spiritual year. It is not a money year. Money will come to you, but do not push, honey. You make every penny count. Next year's your money year. Next year, I see business, an opportunity, new beginning. So you don't get crazy this year with, oh, my gosh, I'm going to figure. Faith, trust, spirituality, focus on your work and your career particularly. But I want you to know this is a very, very powerful year for you. It has an undercurrent of karma connected to relationships. Watch who you trust. Do not get paranoid. Know there are changes that are going on here. But also know that you're going to come out smelling like a rose.
Okay.
Yep. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, don't get afraid. Don't get afraid. Faith and trust. Faith and trust. You're blessed and loved, and hold on to that. Go within, and you will be guided, baby girl. Bye-bye. This is area code 813.
It's Marsha Lee, Elizabeth. You don't have to do my reading. You're going to do it in a couple of weeks.
I know it is, and this is my buddy from Marsha, and every time I see 813, I'm wondering if this is my friend Marsha.
It's me. I love listening.
I know. Tell me. Thank you so much, dear. Tell me. Tell our viewers, our listeners, rather, about your experience in having a reading with me, a personal reading with me.
It's just changed my life, and it's just it kind of lit my fire to really connected me to my soul. That's how I always describe it, connected me to my soul, and it just gave me a whole different way of living. And It's just, I love your voice. I love listening to your voice. I'm amazed at the amount of information that you have. And it's so much fun. And thank you so much. It's so powerful. Thank you,
well,
Elizabeth. I can't
welcome.
Live without you. I can't wait for my reading.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, I know it won't be long. And you see people who are listening, the
she's always spot on.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Spot on. Well, you know, I have my wonderful, wonderful clients like Marcia who come back over and over and over again because they know and you know personally and professionally how much I care for you and that my utmost intention is to give you the right information so that you can make your choices. So you are so loyal to me. Hugs, blessings, bye. We'll chat in a little while, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And so here we are. Let's go back and talk a little bit about twin souls, different from soulmates. We talked about soul exchanges, little groupie, I don't want to be here, all right, come in, I'll take over, whatever, and I'll do my thing. Quite an adjustment for a walk-in to come in. Then we have soulmates that are part of a group. I mean, they're part of our group. I have to absolutely dispel that with so many of you romantics out there. I'm looking for my soulmate. Well, you could be working with her, working with him, raising him, brother, sister, mother, father, who knows, part of your soul group. Twin soul, something different. We need to talk a little bit about karma. Karma is not a punishment. And there are karmic ties with people that we've known in our past lives. And we have unfinished business with them. We have unresolved issues with them. And in esoteric numerology, there are four karmic codes, 14-5, 16-7, 19-1, 13-4. And there's some minors. And when they show up in a chart in a reading that I do for my clients, we talk. And I give you a lot of information because it's reorienting this whole situation. And it is our relationships that help us straighten out and fly right. And so karma is simply a debt that we have to pay to the other person and then develop a lesson from our interaction with that other person. But karma is not a punishment. My dear people, please, no. It is like a there, how do you like it? Yeah, but it's not a punishment. I've always told you, it's the mercy of God. You know, I kind of screwed up before. Let me just experience it again on the other side. How do you like it? And straighten up and fly right. And I help in my readings people understand their karma, how it is, where it came from, what it's about, and what to do to straighten up. And let's move on with it. We have other things to do in our lives. And so know that the soul remembers other lifetimes. And it remembers attachments. And so it chooses people that they want to meet again. Some are family people, some are parents, some are siblings, some are relatives, some are partners, lovers. And interestingly enough, usually first marriages are heavy-duty karma issues. If you're carrying abuse situations to straighten out, sometimes that first marriage is heavy-duty abusive. Among other things. And so in a karmic relationship, everything's to be okay on the surface, and it probably is. But then it feels like something is missing, and it leads to dissatisfaction and unrest. There's no better example of a karmic connection than an unhappy marriage. There's an illusion, and the illusion fades away, and the passion subsides, and the karmic strings, if you will, like a little ball of yarn, kind of untwine, if you will. So parents, siblings, relatives, children, stay with us our whole life. And these relationships may be far, may be easy, may be unfulfilling. And so when it comes to twin souls, a twin flame is beyond the experience of a soulmate. It is a connection of two incarnated souls in full mystery, signs, shared dreaming, synchronicity, overwhelming feelings. And from the moment twin souls or twin flames, same thing, they meet, they kind of develop a magnetic attraction to each other. That's kind of, sort of, supernatural and almost impossible to withstand. And when twin flames meet each other, it's a mystical experience. And it really kind of signifies a turning point in a person's life, in both their lives. So what are the twin flames? And why is their connection so powerful? Because they are reflections of each other. The soulmates kind of match and complement each other beautifully. The karmic people reflect choices that maybe have to be, like, a little readjusted. Thank you very much. But a twin soul is kind of like a designer who designs a dress in the same fabric. And a twin flame, at some point, one soul is divided into two to incarnate into two different people that have their own developmental purposes. And twin flames usually incarnate as male and female. But really, folks, they can be the same sex as well. Sex is only a human being situation. I'm telling you, when you go into the spirit world, it's androgynous. There's no boy and girl. There's no, there's can be male energy. There can be female energy, but there's no genitalia, there's no breasts, there's no long curly hair that is a female body. It's not there. It doesn't happen. It's a human being thing. And so meeting your twin soul is kind of a mystical occurrence because it doesn't happen to a soul in every lifetime. So don't feel bad if you don't meet your twin flame in this lifetime. And the soul gets to meet its twin flame only when it is old enough, energetically old enough, to face the twin and handle the connection, because it greatly advances both souls on their evolutionary trip. You know, there's kind of a bliss about it. There's kind of a twin souls usually incarnate in two unordinary individuals that are really kind of sort of as individual more interested in solitude and creativity and metaphysics, and they're not really interested in trivia and tradition and relationships, and the two of them feel kind of sort of like burdened by any kind of codependent relationship. And they're driven by the strongest motives to live their own lives, but somehow, and be independent, but somehow they are just attracted to each other. So it happens that they come together, they have a memory of the love for each other, they immediately recognize each other, they get strongly attracted to one another, they feel pleasantly, kind of sort of weird, a little tongue-tied, and they even kind of have a little fever for each other in their attraction when they're in each other's presence. So there is no denial that the attraction is there. And they're wildly driven. Twin flames are wildly driven together. But will nevertheless, you know, kind of, sort of, try to push themselves away in the early stages. But they just can't stay apart. They just can't stay apart. Their purpose is not exactly a traditional relationship, but they help each other face each other, mirror each other, and together they become whole. This is a rare situation. It does not occur in every lifetime. And so all you romantics out there who are listening should be a little bit more interested in finding and locating and being aware of, if it is appropriate, to your twin flame than to your soulmate. Your twin flame mirrors you. Mirrors you. Helps you to become whole. Challenges you. But there is deep emotional connection that can be showing itself as dissatisfaction, as confusion, but twin flames always run back to each other. They always go back to each other. I find it, from a metaphysical point of view, fascinating that souls find each other. This is my mantra. I tell from personal experience, and I tell all my clients who are looking for the love in their life, souls find each other. You draw each other to yourselves. I would love for you to go to my website, elizabethsummers.com, the magical world of numbers. Sign up for my newsletter so that we can keep in touch. Call me for a reading. I would love to do a reading for you. A natal reading, a blueprint reading, or a reading that helps you understand what on earth is going to happen in my life in 2015 as far as issues and trends go. Know that I have a blog. I have Facebook. I'm doing absolutely everything I can to share with you the information that I know in order to help you have an easier life. And so, no, as my buddy Marcia has told you, I am always here for you. And know that, in gratitude, I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. And know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much one more time for visiting with me in the magical world of numbers.